Any last thoughts, John, about growing up in Burnaby in the 60s?
You know, I don't think you could have found a better place to live. It was the way the schools were. I think really it was just perfect to grow up in. There was the way it was growing. There was a lot of things that weren't there at the time. When we were kids, the university wasn't on top of the hill there, and we used to, as kids, a bunch of us used to go up, and we'd sleep out on top of the mountain in the open meadows there, and there was never any worry about kids just going out. You know, I don't know how old you were, 11, 12 years old. And we just, our parents didn't worry about us going out and taking a sleeping bag and sleeping out on top of the mountain. There was no worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing, you just can't find that anymore.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And even before the golf course was put in, we used to go down and play in the swamp there, and it was just, there was just so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, we just, all of us would have so much fun doing things in the area, that growing up in that whole area was just so much fun, that I don't think you could have found a better place. Kids in a little small town probably couldn't find as much to do as we did.
Mm-hmm.
So
great, sounds like lots of pleasant memories.
Yeah.
Those are the best kind to have.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Julia?
I remember that some of the things that we did was taking swimming lessons, for example, at Deer Lake.
Oh.
And they used to bus us. They used to have a bus that would come and pick up my brothers and myself and take all of the neighborhood kids down to the lake, and we'd stay there, I guess, for the morning sessions, because they used to have lessons at the lake, and we'd go have our first swimming lessons. And then the Burnaby Y started to have swim programs and backyard pools, and the Hings, my neighbors, had a backyard pool, and then there was also one down the hill at the Finleys, and I remember I enjoyed swimming so much that I became a swimming instructor through the Y and started teaching. That was one of my first jobs, was teaching swimming.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, we're still having fun. We had people over visiting the other day, and we were showing someone pictures of Helen's side, the
oh,
right,
Helen's
right?
Swing.
Helen's Swing, yeah, now how they've changed it to the Heights.
Yes.
But my mom worked in the Helen's store.
Oh.
And so it's still fun, you know, showing people parts of the old Burnaby that that we had.
Mm-hmm.
There are connections too.
Great, well, thanks very much for sharing your memories of growing up in Burnaby.
Thank you.
And
I guess we didn't share about our memories here at the Burnaby Village Museum.
Oh, would you like to add that?
Sure. Well, John and I had our wedding here in the Village Museum.
Good.
And we had a theme wedding dated back to the 19.
Yeah, I don't know if you did you bring any pictures?
We
of
brought
right in.
We brought what's the year of that Ford? Or the Model A.
Yeah, Model A Ford. They let us drive in with a Model A Ford.
Because we were bringing a Model A Ford into the village, they allowed us to actually drive that into the village, and so we arrived in this Model A and
very good.
Had the whole museum to ourselves with our wedding guests, because they didn't have it open on Sundays in those days.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh.
So we were able to have our reception and wedding ceremony here.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for sharing your memories with us.
Okay.